A lot of movement on the Raptors front over the weekend. We know that Fred VanVleet re-signed. It's a big signing. Chris Boucher officially re-signing today as well. He is back. And we've got some new blood in town, or at least down in Tampa anyways, because the Raptors will not be playing here in Toronto. You knew him from his years in Boston. He's been around the NBA for a long time in Phoenix last year, and now he's a Raptor. And he joins us now for the first time. Here is Aaron Baines. How you doing, Aaron?
G'day, fellas. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We were discussing this earlier in the hour, how strange this could feel for you because you signed with the Toronto Raptors, but you're going to be playing in Tampa. So I guess, you know, you're representing the city and the country up here, but that's going to be kind of a different vibe than maybe you would have thought considering you're playing
for a
team where you're not living in Toronto.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a different situation. You know, like you said, hopefully we can do the name proud, but at the same time, yeah, we're expecting a bit of a winter, and I don't think we're going to have too much white down in Tampa. So,
no, I think that's probably a benefit.
yeah, you know, we'll make the most of it at least. We'll try and get to the beach once or twice and do something we wouldn't have been able to do.
Yeah, the beach, you know, it applies in the summer. The beaches are okay. No one goes into the lake up here, but, you know, the beaches are pretty booming in the summer, but you're right. I mean, there's snow on the ground right now here in Toronto, so the beaches for the most part have been shut down. What are you expecting in terms of the lifestyle, you know, in the era of COVID and obviously precautions have to be taken into account? What kind of freedom do you guys expect away from the stadium, away from the practice facility, once you get down to Tampa?
One of the things is we will be in Florida, so I think it's day-to-day life out there for the most part. It's acting as normal for the most part when you're down in Florida. But for us, more so, we're going to be tested every single day. And for me, on a personal note, my wife is late-term pregnancy right now. So, you know, I have the antibodies because I did have COVID earlier, but she had them and she doesn't have any antibodies anymore. So we're still very cautious. We still social distance. We still take all the precautions we can. And, yeah, we're really focused on not only trying to keep her safe, but also the new one when she comes, keep her safe as well, and then the other two. So personally, we're taking it very serious, and we'll still be doing as much as we can to stay safe and healthy as a family and as a group.
With Aaron Baines, so again, as you pointed out, you tested positive for COVID back in the summer, and it basically threw your season completely out of whack. You got into camp late, into scrimmages late. You never ended up playing in the bubble for Phoenix. What was that initial reaction like when you found out about the positive test?
As soon as I found out that I was positive, my first thought was dread. You know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen for my family. My wife was pregnant at the time, and so we knew that was an extra risk. My daughter is asthmatic, so we know that's an extra risk as well. And the first two nights, I wasn't too bad, but I was just worried the entire time and wondering what we could do and just trying to prepare for what we needed to do should any of them take a turn for the worst. But fortunately, everyone didn't in my family tested positive, but they were mostly asymptomatic, and I was the only one that it really hit pretty hard. So, I was thankful for that because, you know, I was fit. I was able to fight it off as well as I could. And, it's one of those things, though. We took it serious before, and we don't take it any lighter now that we have been through it. We know that there's still lots of unknowns with it, so we do everything we can on a day-to-day basis to minimize the risk of us coming into contact with it again.
So when you first found out, did you have to just, like, did you get the hell out of the house, or how did you separate yourself from your family, lock yourself in a basement, or how did you get away from them? Because you must not have wanted to be around them.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. I isolated. As soon as I was on the call, I didn't say anything to her. I just walked straight out into the guest area of our house. Like, we have one guest room. And so I walked in there and closed the door, locked the door. And for the next day and a half, they were still testing negative at the time. And so it was only 2 days later they tested positive. So for those 2 days, I was on isolation, lockdown, and my wife would drop meals at their door and just walk away. And, you know, we tried to do as much as we could, but because of the duration that it takes for it to incubate, everyone else was already exposed and had been exposed to the virus. So we were just hoping that it wasn't going to affect them, but they all tested positive. And so at the end, we were all just sticking out together and hanging out in the house, and yeah, tried to socially distance as much as we could. We stayed away from everyone. We didn't leave the house for, I think it was over 20 days. And yeah, even then, once we did, it was only because my wife was testing negative. So we didn't take any risks at trying to do anything and trying to infect anyone or spread it throughout the community as well, because we know what it can do and we know how it can really affect families, and we didn't want to put that on anyone else.
We're chatting with the newest Raptor, Aaron Baines. So once you tip off in December, about a month from now, you'll be looking back on your last game being the beginning of March.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time since you played. You've obviously been in the NBA for a long time. You've been playing basketball your whole life. But when you compound that with a new team, what do you think that's going to be like, stepping out there on the court for the first time in December?
Yeah, I'm excited. Fortunately, yeah, I've been able to get out on the court most days and work, and so it'll be a little bit different playing 5-on-5, but I've been able to get up and down a fair bit, and, you know, we've been doing testing over the last couple of months anyway, so, yeah, it's exciting to get back out there and play some competitive basketball again, though. No matter how many times you run up and down, it's not the same until there's a whistle and a ref's hand and you can go out and compete, and so I'm looking for that, forward to that, and yeah, I'm just excited to get out there and learn how to play with these guys and try and bring something else to try and make their jobs a bit easier as well.
How do you expect Nick Nurse to utilize you? And if you were to ask you, you know, how could I use you to our benefit as a team in the best possible way, how would you answer that for him?
Mate, you know, you've got Kyle and you've got Fred, and they're both great playmakers and great scorers, so first and foremost, offensively, I want to be able to create space for them. And if I can create space for them, then they're going to find good shots for the team, whether it's them taking it themselves or setting up other guys. And so that's my main focus offensively. And then if I do get the ball, just knock down the shots as well as I can. And defensively, I know I have to really communicate and be that back line for them. You know, those guys both play above their size. You know, that's one thing I've noticed over the years, and Kyle shows that up in the stat sheet every single game. He's always rebounding above his size for sure. And defensively, they're competitors, so they go out there and they make teams work. But I'm going to be back there communicating with them as much as I can. And that's where I take a lot of pride on the defensive end, trying to make it as tough as I can for other teams and just communicating with my team, because I know good communication can cover up a lot of errors that are inevitably going to happen. So, that's kind of what I'll go in with. And Nick, as you guys know, comes out and he throws curveballs every now and then. And so it's going to be fun learning under him and understanding the game the way he sees it as well. I'm looking forward to learning and trying to incorporate into the system as quickly as I can.
With Aaron Baines, you mentioned, you know, opening up space for Kyle and Fred and others, and you're known as an elite at setting screens. How many guys have you blown up since you've been in the NBA? And when you catch them, how does that feel? That's got to be gratifying.
It depends who it is. You know, I always got a little bit more for some of the mates that I'm playing against. You know, you definitely want those bragging rights. So, but no, really, I don't ever want to hurt anyone, but I'm trying the best I can to go out there and give my guys space and make the defenders think twice about trying to stick so close to my teammates, you know, try and give them that extra space even without being there sometimes as well. So, that's kind of one of the things. It's always fun when you do set a good screen, and it makes it fun. You know, coming from a rugby background, it's what I'm used to, so I don't shy away from it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the move for sure. With Aaron Baines, we'll get you out of here on an international question. You're from Australia. You've represented your country twice at the Olympics. It doesn't feel like it's going to work for the NBA this summer, right? If Tokyo happens in 2021, based on the timeline of everything, and certainly if the Raptors make it to a conference final or an NBA final, I'm not sure that's going to work out. But based on your experiences representing your country and at the Olympics, how big of a bummer would that be for, you know, players from Australia, the States, Canada, wherever it might be, to maybe miss out on that opportunity next summer?
No, so that's actually one of the reasons why the NBA was pushing to get the season started, was we didn't want any overlap with the Olympics. And so if everything stays according to plan, which, you know, 2020 has definitely been a year of everything staying to plan. But if it does stay to plan, then we'll be able to – there's I think, a 3 or 4 day break between the last finals game and the beginning of the Olympics. So, you know, that's something that was definitely – they put some thought into it, and they wanted people to be able to do both, you know, be able to play – and represent the team they're playing for, but then also be able to go and don the colors of their nation and represent them as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to do both. And hopefully it works out and everything stays according to plan. You know, the NBA is showing how well they can do that in the bubble, and it's going to be a little bit different of a challenge when we're traveling around, but I have all the confidence in them that they're going to be able to succeed to get through the season.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. NBA championship, silver medal right behind Canada's gold at the Olympics. That would work out beautifully for everybody on this show. Well, it's great to have you in town. Yeah, exactly. I should probably rephrase that, not having you in town, but having you as a part of the organization, and everyone up here is looking forward to seeing you play, and camp's opening up soon, so good luck with that. And with the season right around the corner, we're looking forward to seeing you guys play again. Thank you for doing this. We'll do it again down the road.
Definitely. Thank you, fellas. And, yeah, stay safe and healthy out there.
You got it. There he is, Aaron Baines. That's basically a keep active on the way out.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
You should have said, put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing. Every time people meet in Australia, that's what they say.
Lloyd Christmas.
It's the Lloyd Christmas. It's one of the most idiotic things.
It's so stupid.
I bet you they get that all the time.
Yeah, it's so annoying. It's like Canadians where we... You know, everyone's like, A. It's like, yeah. We don't actually say that with every sentence.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
But it's all stereotyping. Or, yeah. You know, you catch it. Yeah, you put another shrimp on the barbie. Like, I'll bet you there are a large majority of Australians who have quite literally never said that phrase.
No. Or put a shrimp on the barbie.
Or actually put a shrimp on the barbie.
Do you think he would have hung up if you would have said, cheers, mate, put another shrimp on the barbie?
Yeah, I think so. And it would have been worthy and deserving.
Exactly.
He should have. He should fly up here, break protocols, and stuff us in like a garbage can if we were to say something so stupid.
I like that he said he's got a little rugby background there. Like, it sounds like he's not shy to get aggressive, which I like.
He's a big dude. He's
Ibaka was a tough player, right?
Yes,
so you need that toughness on the court. So I do like that he's going to bring that to the table.
Yeah, setting screens, I mean, that's a big part of what this team, that's the NBA, really. You know, the modern-day NBA is, you got to find space and you get shots off, clearly. It's not overly in-depth, but he is elite in that category. And I think a guy like Kyle, who is one of the best guards in the business in doing that, or feeding off a good screen, is really going to benefit from that. Van Vliet as well. Norman Powell, I mean, Siakam, they're all going to have to gel together, and Aaron Baines is going to find a spot. He's not going to play 40 minutes a night.
Right.
But I think he'll give you 20 to 25 minutes, and there'll be some games where he's feeling it. He'll give you 35, some games where maybe the opposing lineup doesn't match what he might bring, and he plays 12 to 15. But he's still a piece, and he was a quick addition after Ibaka and Gasol moved on. And I think he's a guy that's going to give you a different element, and quite frankly, it's an element they need. They need some size because they lost a lot with Ibaka and Gasol moving on.